in assembling the Jewish army for battle, the Torah tells us that there are a number of deferments, a number of categories of individuals that if they meet certain criteria, they are exempt from going to war. And in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Chet, one of the people, one of the categories of people that we are told who gets such a deferment is someone who is Hayarei Varach Halevav, someone who is scared and faint-hearted. Fascinatingly, the Mishnah in Maseches Sota describes a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what exactly we are describing, what type of fear is exempt from battle. Rabbi Akiva says, Kimashma'o, the Torah is being very realistic. A soldier who has even more than the natural and normal level of fear, a soldier who himself is so scared and faint-hearted that he won't be able to fight properly, not only is he unhelpful to the battle cause, but in fact he's a negative influence, because fear is contagious. And therefore, someone who really is too scared to fight, better to give that person a deferment and exempt him from battle. However, more relevant, I think, to a message for us, is the opinion of Rav Yossi Aglili, who explains that we're not describing someone who's fearful of the actual battle per se, but rather, ha-misyari min ha-averos she' biyado, scared because of his sins. And it's clear that the intent of Rav Yossi Aglili is to describe a person who has sinned, apparently seriously or continuously, and that person is scared, but not just scared because of battle in the way we typically imagine or the way Rabbi Akiva described it, but he's specifically scared because he understands that although Hashem could punish him at any point, Hashem could strike him down at a moment's notice, even when he least expects it because of his past sins, but nevertheless, it's more plausible and perhaps in his mind more likely than if Hashem really is upset at him, and again, this is a person who understands about himself that Hashem has reason to be upset at him, that it's more plausible that if he goes out to battle and he's in a naturally and objectively dangerous situation, that would be a very easy and opportune time for Hashem to punish him for his sins. And therefore, even if it's not the most sound thing theologically, but psychologically, such a person might be too scared to go to battle and might feel safer if they stay home. Now again, it's not the most coherent theological assumption, because obviously God could strike the person down and punish the person even if he's at home and in the safety of his own bed, in the comfort of his own bed. But nevertheless, psychologically, I think we could all understand that a person who really is worried about being punished by Hashem might feel like going out to battle is the last place he wants to be. And says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that is the person who the Torah is exempting. Now what's fascinating is that the Gemara, in commenting on this opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, wants to know what type of sins did this soldier violate such that he is so scared that Hashem will punish him and that he gets a deferment and exemption from battle. And the Gemara, in fact, gives examples of averos derabanan. For example, hasach bein tefila letefila. If a man has already put on his tefillin shalyad, has already made the bracha, and now he's in the process of putting on his tefillin shalrosh, he's not allowed to talk in between and in the middle of that process. If he talks, that's wrong, that's a hefsek. But to be blunt, we're talking at worst about an iser derabanan, a rabbinic transgression. And yet, according to the Gemara, it is this or a similar type of era which would already be sufficient for a person to pull out the deferment card, I'm exempt card, because he's scared that Hashem might punish him. This amazing Gemara yields a very powerful question, and I believe an even more powerful answer, from the famed Kutzker Rebbe. In the collection of the Kutzker's ideas on the Torah, the Sefer called Ohel Torah, on our Parsha, the Kutzker asks a very basic and fundamental and really obvious question, at least obvious once he asks it, on our Gemara, on Rabbi Yossi Aglili, on this din. If even violating a single Isser Derabanan is enough to exempt a person from battle because of his high sin quotient, so to speak, exactly how big was the Jewish army? Mi yelech lemelchama? Who could possibly go to war if the bar is so high? Afilu sach bein tefila letefilo, or between yishtabach leotzior, or some kind of a hefsek. How many people could honestly look in the mirror and say, I don't even have that in my closet. I don't even have that skeleton in the closet. The only soldiers who go to battle are people who don't even violate Isiyuri Durabanan. The only people who can go to war are people who are so holy and so pure, they don't even have a Hefsek and Isiyuri Durabanan in their ledger. Umi yomar zachiti libi, says the Kotzker. Who could possibly think that they're that holy and pure? In other words, how big is the Jewish army according to Yossi Aglili? If everyone who even did an Issa Darabanan is exempt, how is it possible we'd have a battle? What's going on? How is it possible to understand this at face value? And because of this question, that yields to an unbelievable, I think, and penetrating and original insight of the Kotzker. He says, who are we talking about? We're talking about someone, he says, who of course did a sin, yes, but we're talking about a person who's now a Yarei Hashem, who now is Eino Over Chas V'Shalom Shom Aveira. He's not sinning anymore. He already did tshuva. And yet, despite the fact that he already did tshuva, he's haunted by the guilt of his previous activities. As the Lashon of the Mishnah was, as Rav Yossi Aglili said, he's misyari min ha'averos shebiyado. Literally, the sins that are still in his hand, explains the Kotzker, because he can't let go. He's stuck. These averos are stuck in his hands, even though he did tshuva, even though he's not transgressing anymore, even though he really did rehabilitate himself. He's haunted by his past. He can't let go of the feelings of guilt that are accompanying him night and day because of his past indiscretions. This, says the Kotzker, leads to a person becoming depressed and so spiritually imbalanced and insecure, he's eino oseh tov l'haba. If you can't let go of the past, you can't produce a better future. And somebody like that, says the Kotzker, eino rashai leilech l'milchama. He doesn't have the right chizuk, he doesn't have the proper perspective, we don't want him on the battlefield. And this is obviously a very powerful idea which we should all think about on the eve of Rosh Chodesh Elul. And that is, of course, tshuva requires us to confront our past. But we can't become paralyzed by our past. A healthy Avodas Hashem is based on a balance between past and future. And this soldier failed that test.